Is that like you heard a story about getting hit by a tube train and thought, well, that's nothing, Isabel?
Yes, well, I was, you know how that word at Brixton Station, you know, it's the end of the Victoria line, and
yes.
That word on the indicator board, ready, that fills you with fear.
Ready.
And you think, I've got to run to get on this train, ready to go.
Ready, yes, it's quite a panic.
So could go any time in the next 10 minutes.
I was wearing these large boots, and yeah. I ran to get on the train,
yeah.
The northbound train, and I sort of slipped sideways in a really kind of, it must have been, I think I stayed straight all the way down.
A pantomime fall then, appropriately, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
On my side, with my top half inside the train, and my bottom half outside the train.
And the doors closed.
And the doors closed.
Oh, no.
And you went off. See, Leslie Nielsen gets paid millions for just this sort of stunt. And did it start moving?
No, it didn't actually. The doors didn't actually close. They tried to close a couple of times after hitting me,
yeah.
Obviously, you know. And I was totally winded. I couldn't move.
I'll bet. And not only that, but there's a certain question of dignity as well.
Oh, dignity. I had none.
Hanging into the train. See, hanging out of the train is the danger part. Hanging into the train, with all the commuters looking at you while you go, morning, just hello, morning, half in, half out, morning, be all right in a minute. And of course, the most handsome men in the world are probably all sat around.
Well, no, actually one guy, they all did sort of sat and stared at me. It wasn't a very full carriage, fortunately, but one bloke did actually get off the train and pulled me off by my feet.
Right, oh, he went that way.
he didn't make the assumption you were actually trying to get on the train.
Insult to injury, you missed the actual train as well.
I did, yeah.
Now, you've got back on the train since. You've overcome this trauma,
I
haven't
have.
You? Yeah. But man alive, that is something. However, it would have been better if when I said to you, and did the train move off, you said, yes, Dan, and I eventually got free at the Balls Pond Road, because we're talking about Panto, that'll do. So I'll ask you it again, if you would, Isabel, if you say, yes, Dan, the train moved off, and I was finally free in the Balls Pond Road. So, Isabel, did the train move off?
Yes, Dan, and I got off at the Balls Pond Road.
What a tremendous story, and a great finish to it. Thank you very much.